East Bridgewater High School, East Bridgewater High School Jazz Band. Director is Ray Ponte, Class L5, Performance Room 103, and the performance time is at 2 p.m. Track number is 12310_5.
Yeah, it's the Greg show. It's the Greg and Michael show. Oh,
so
my.
Greg Bottolato, he's a great educator, and he's going to give us some critique.
I thought I was now up to being a great, wonderful, great educator.
And
a great saxophone player. We're just joking with each other, right? Okay. First of all, I want to ask the question, why is it that a chicken is always represented by funk? I mean, I watched them dancing back here, right? I saw the whole dance. Can you show me that dance again, please, Dan? Well, it's kind of the funky chicken dance. Yeah, see, yeah, there's that way that you can, it's kind of the wings, you know. Have that funky chicken thing, you know, and I just wanted to point that out simply because it's how music reaches us in a funny kind of way. It can depict all kinds of things, even funky chickens, you know. It can also depict romance, love, it can anger, war, everything, all right. But the funky chicken is one of the great things. It's a great dance, you know. We all know that. Yeah, these guys were doing a lot of different things. The funk groove was very good. I thought locked in very well. And I had your chicken funk dancing in the back. I thought that was really a great thing. Did you guys just do that, or was that part of you have to... You choreographed it? Okay, all right. Did the teacher know that it was going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. They do it every day in class. See, it's you can't not dance the chicken when there's funk going on. Then they went down and they did a song called Naima, which is one of the most difficult songs in the jazz repertoire to play over. So they did a great job on tenor. That was really great. Thank you. Okay. How old are these guys? Is this, are they 16, 17, 18 high school?
Yeah, four juniors, sophomores,
right? Yeah, a lot of sophomores, yeah. Wow. That's great. I always thought that these were the greatest group to work with. It's the point where so many things are possible. They're learning a lot of different things at once. I mean, they're working on the level of technique that they need to get on their instruments in order to express themselves. And they're doing quite well, especially on the funky stuff. That's very much in their generation. But the swing stuff was good too. Naima was really nice. All the chords and the sensitivity that comes later in time in their development is beginning to happen now. I think it's really great. Keep in mind that the level that you're operating on at this point is to grow your technique. All right? It's what you're doing in school. With everything you're learning in school, you learn language skills, you learn so you can express yourselves. You learn about whatever you're learning about, mathematics, you know, so you can do your income taxes someday. All of it is for a higher purpose, you see. And for the music thing, I think it's the same thing. You're learning techniques so that you can express yourself, and when you do the funky chicken next time, next year, it's even locked in more. It's even more crisp. The horn section, you know, all those things that you begin to learn as you pass through different levels and different plateaus. I was reminded while you guys were playing that years ago I tried to learn a tune. I was traveling on Broadway shows, and I was on the road with some guys that had gone to Berkeley. So we used to go out at night after the show, and we used to hit places and have jam sessions. So they used to like to play this tune called Falling Grace. Falling Grace is a very hard tune. And I didn't know how hard it was because I hadn't been playing jazz very long. I'd been a classical player before, and I studied classical music in school. I'm a saxophone player. So I couldn't play the tune. I tried, you know, it was very hard. So I came to Berkeley, actually, to teach back in the 70s, and I started to practice a lot. Practice, 4 or 5 hours a day after school. Practice, playing a lot. And so I went away, and I'm I'm in Europe. I was playing jazz in Europe. I was hanging out. And one of the guys said, let's play a tune. I said, okay, what do you want to play? He goes, Falling Grace. I said, I can't play that tune. And we started to play the tune, and I was able to play it. And the reason I was able to play it wasn't because I practiced Falling Grace for 5 years. It was because I did a certain kind of work that led me to the point where I could play the tune without thinking about it. And that's where you guys are at now. You're at a point where you're working your technique. You're getting yourselves able to play better and better and better. And one day you'll come back. If you never play this tune again, if you never play Naima again, and you come back 5 years later, if you've done your work and you've gone past the inhibitions you have of having to do new things all the time instead of keep playing the same stuff that you're good at, you have to go past that, past your ego, play. Once you do that, and you come back and you play that tune again 5 years later, it should really be smoking because you've done all the work that's necessary without having to practice the tune. And that's kind of what I want to leave you with now. That's from my own personal experience. I hope it means something to you. I think it will when you get to be my age. Okay. Thank you for coming. You're from East Bridgewater. You're from here. Wow. Well, come to Berkeley more often. Okay. Come and see us. See you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, 26 tenths.
What do you need? Something for me?
Just the next round, yeah.